welcome everyone to the Conscious Business Telesummit. I'm really excited about our speaker today. She's one of my favorite conscious entrepreneurs and marketing experts and just a real wow kind of personality that really delivers extraordinary content and is really has an extraordinary business that's helping so many people. So let's just take a moment to do our initial connection. Just put down everything that you've got. Even if you're listening on the webcast, just take a moment just to connect and collect yourself for this hour and open up to the possibility and feel the collective potential of all of us that are on for this new way of being and doing business and being conscious and being our work, starting movements, and knowing that it's possible that you're going to hear things on this call. Even in just 1 hour, your business can be transformed. Suzanne has that kind of effect. So just have something handy where you can jot down whatever ahas, whatever great ideas come to you, and get ready to rock and roll for an hour. And I know probably Suzanne will have something for you to continue exploring, working with her if you're interested at the end of the call. But today's topic is stop selling and start sharing. Learn how your marketing can be authentic, effective, and change the world. Suzanne Evans is one of my favorite conscious entrepreneurs. She's been here at the Conscious Business Telesummit a few times. And she has a passion for teaching, helping preneurs so that you can help more people make more money and enjoy more freedom. And what's beautiful about Suzanne is that not only does she deliver great content, but she walks her talk. This is her. She's grown her business from zero buckaroos to $250,000 a year in coaching by herself.
That's not right. I know. I just said my VA said, oh, my gosh, what do you think we're doing? We hit the seven-figure mark this year.
Oh, my goodness.
We're so busy, we can't change our bio.
Well, that's really, really, really good news. Yeah, that's wrong. And look, it's even more. It's so exciting. But, you know, this way of doing business that Suzanne is sharing with us is really extraordinary. As you can hear from just even the initial bits you're hearing from her, she's really powered up. She's really excited about her work in the world, and she has made it her mission. Her movement is, you know, just to support helping professionals and increase their income and their freedom and change the world. And so if you've ever felt that marketing, you know, was kind of like yucky and you found sales to be scary, then you're going to really, really love Suzanne. And she's got a step-by-step plan, and she's all about big profits, changing the world just by being you. Thank you, Suzanne, and welcome.
Thank you for having me. I always love being here. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, and I was very excited about that big, bold promise in the title, you know. Right?
I have to say, and let me just say, because also anybody on this call that has never heard me before is probably scared, but those of you that have heard me before know that I'm a little, you know, I'm very enthusiastic, and I love what I do, and I just shared the seven-figure mark thing simply because I know, Adele, you've heard me say this before, but I have a belief that if we get money into the hands of the right people, the world will change, right? Because the people that make millions by making a difference can have a larger impact, can recycle the energy of money into the things that really change the landscape of possibility and of the global consciousness. So I share that seven-figure mark not to impress anyone, although I impress myself, I must say, but to simply say, you know, if I can do this, you can. And not only can you, you have a responsibility to do it because millions with people making a difference, you know, it lends itself to extraordinary possibilities because it's all about the energy of money in the hands of the people that are going to do real good with it. So,
yeah. So I was wondering if, I know you've worked with so many people and you've really just really amped up your playground, your level of play has really in the past year, just even from the time that you were here with us in November, I know that you've amped up and ramped up in a really big way your business and the number of people that you're helping. So I wondered if you might share with us some of those examples of folks that you're working with that by doing their authentic work, they're changing the world.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. I mean, I think, and I work with people in two ways, obviously. I have coaches that I work with that coach me and mentor me, and, of course, I work with clients. And what's really, you know, this is going to kind of give you an insight into what I'm doing with them, Adela, but it's also going to give you an insight into the changing landscape of business right now. And this is something I want everyone to really pay attention to, because we are moving into a time in which high touch is coming back with significant relevance. Most everyone on this call is listening because they are involved in business, and they're also involved in information marketing in some way. You know, they use their newsletters or emails or telesummits like you're putting on right now, mm-hmm. right, to share their message, to market, to promote. And one of the things that is really shifting is this idea of connecting with people again. And obviously this Conscious Business Telesummit is a great reflection of that. But, you know, it used to be that you were a copywriter, or it used to be that you were a life coach, or it used to be that you were a marketing coach. And now the people that are really making the biggest impact and, quite frankly, the most money are the people that are looking at how you are a copywriter or a life coach or a business coach and how you serve people and you are of service in combination with leaving a legacy. And that's my big theme for this year has been, what is the legacy you leave behind? Because, yes, I crossed over the seven-figure mark this year, but then it's like, then what, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that I have a formula for making money. Money is the easiest thing in the world to make. People just make it complicated. But once you make the money, then what do you do with it? So it's the legacy makers that are making a big difference. David Nagel and I just hosted an event we called L3 last week, and legacy was this big, big theme in it. And just to give you an example of some of the people there, it was a very intimate group. It was only about 40 people there. The group was only meant to be about 40 people. I think we had 41 or something. And we gave them a service assignment, right? What is the legacy you're going to make in this world? And I'm of the belief that it doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't take a lot of money, actually, to make a massive impact. They had 20 hours. They were each given five $20 bills, and they were given 20 hours as entrepreneurs changing the world to leave the biggest impact they could in 20 hours. One group raised $12,000 for a clean water fund. Another group partnered, we were staying at the Ritz-Carlton, had the Ritz-Carlton partner with a local orphanage to treat those children to weekends at the Ritz-Carlton and learn about abundance. Another group created a site in which they're going to be pulling 1 million visitors a year to that remind you to give $10 a month to some charity, and they make it easy to do. I could go on and on. I mean, people completed 20 families, Kiva loans. So that's what I'm talking about. It's
mm-hmm.
when you combine what you're doing with the consciousness of leaving a legacy and making a difference in the world, that's when money flows, that's when clients flows, and that's when marketing doesn't become marketing anymore. It becomes your movement. It becomes your personal mission to change the world.
Wow.
I can go on, but I'll stop.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah, so is the secret then to just tapping, and I know this has been part of your message, is the secret then is tapping into that movement that you care about so passionately, and what do you do in the meantime for money?
Yeah, so there's a few things that you have to be really focused on. Most people have this backwards. Most people are learning marketing, and they don't really know what their movement is. And
mm-hmm.
As I preach and preach and preach, and I know some of you are like, oh, here she goes again, but it has to be the movement, then the marketing. And there's actually three layers to that. There is the movement in which, for me, my movement is to help people heal their shame around money and do that through business and being entrepreneurs, and I give them the marketing, the mindset, skill set to do that, right? For someone else, just an example, one of my clients that's in our neck of the woods, Adela, Randy Rabney, I think you
mm-hmm.
know her.
Yeah, I know her well.
Randy's movement is, her business is the Conscious Plate, but her movement in life is to create sustainable food for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that everyone can have clean and healthy food. So you have to have your movement first, then you put the marketing on. So let me just give you the analogy. Most people are, think about it, a car, right? Most people are working on the marketing. So they're shining the car and they're putting new paint on it. And man, that engine runs, and that engine you know, can get up to 100 miles an hour and everything is shiny and ready and new, but there's no wheels on the car. The wheels are your movement. It's what you want to change in the world. It's what you want to be different. And if you are just focusing on the marketing and not the movement, you've got this beautiful, bright, shiny car, but it doesn't go anywhere. And so in the meantime, what you have to do, and let me just give you an example. My whole business, before I was a marketing and mindset mentor, I was a life coach. That's how I started in this industry. And I built a six-figure business in about a year. It was about 13 months, actually, as a life coach. So I also like to tell people that because I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, I know marketing and marketing coaches can make money, but I don't think life coaches can. It's like, no, I had a six-figure business in 13 months. It's totally possible. And you know how I did it? I didn't know a thing about online marketing. I didn't know about email marketing. I didn't know Twitter from, well, Twitter wasn't even around then. I didn't know Facebook from anything else. I was totally ignorant about anything to do with online marketing or building a list. I didn't have a list. And I shared my movement. I went everywhere I could to talk about what I wanted to see different in the world and what I knew I could help people change in their lives and in their lifestyles and in their community and in their world. That came solidly out of movement. I set up a table in Whole Foods between the tomatoes and the bananas to talk about life coaching, to talk about people designing their best life. Spoke at churches, anywhere. I would go to the ladies' restroom if three people would go in it, right? It was all about your movement. And people get so caught up in these marketing machines and micro-continuity programs, and I have to do this and I have to do that. No, you have to embrace your movement, and you have to be willing to share it with everybody. I read a quote recently that said, I think it's in a Jeanine Roth book I'm reading, and she said, you start to recognize that you must share your gifts when it becomes a burden to keep them to yourself. Right? And mm-hmm. everybody on this call has a gift, a blessing, a talent, something that is meant to be shared with the world. And it's a burden not to. So let go of all of this marketing madness and really think about what is my movement, what is my message, and who can I share it with 10 times a day?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just watching Gladiator yesterday, and as a matter of fact, I wrote a blog post on this. That what, and it was a line that Maximus, the main character, said: "What we do in life echoes in eternity." And it's the same thought. It's your living legacy. So, what do you think it is that holds people back from stepping into their movement, Suzanne, and going out there and doing what you did? You know, going out there and getting their message out there 10 times a day in as many ways as they can.
Worried about what other people will think. Hmm. Most people on this call right now have family members, friends, colleagues, maybe coworkers if they're still in a job, and they're going, what are you doing? Wait, I don't understand. So what is, you're going to do what? People are going to pay you for that? Huh? You're going to make a living? You know, when I was at my Be the Change event in Florida, I totally said this as a throwaway, and it's what I got the most Twitter comments about, but I said, you know, you have to let your panties show, right? I was so willing to be embarrassed. You know, I tell a story a lot when I'm leading my teleclasses, and I say one of the main things I decided to do was be a fool. I wasn't setting up, waking up every morning going, Suzanne, be a jerk today, you know, try to look like a fool. But I knew to succeed, I was going to have to at some point. And I remember writing in a journal that I said, you know, Suzanne, if you're willing to make a fool of yourself, this is all going to work. And so that's number one, is most people are worried about what other people think. And if you look at any great leaders in the world, right, not just in our industries, but in the world, from Jesus Christ to Gandhi to Martin Luther King Jr. to Mother Teresa, they did not care what people thought, right? They were on a mission to make a difference. And my private clients know this intimately well. Maybe a couple of them are even on the call today. I look at them all the time and I say, I'm not in this to make friends. I'm in this to make a difference. And hopefully you'll make friends along the way, and you always do. But you have to really be willing to make change and to stand by that. So that's the first reason people are afraid to put their message out there in the movement. And then the second reason is they're confused about it. And, you know, that's what I work with people on, is the resistance and the fear of how they're going to look, right? So, and what people think of them, and that's the mindset piece I work with people on. And the marketing piece is crafting a message that does three things, and please write these down. The first thing it must do is it must be clear. You all know what I'm talking about. You may have even done it. Someone stands up and goes, I'm a life coach that helps people break through their fears in their life and works with businesses to get them more clients so that I can show them good nutrition. You've all heard that, and you're like, are they drunk or confused, right? I used to do it. I mean, this is what I did in the beginning. I didn't have it right either. So the first thing is it has to be really clear. The second thing is it has to be deeply authentic. It has to be, you know, so deeply authentic that people know that it's coming from you, right? And that they know that it is not a manufactured message, you know, to hopefully get clients or to make an impression, that it is deeply you. I always say make your mess your message. Your life ties to your message. Frankly, on a PowerPoint I just made, I wrote, your life is your message. I actually think Gandhi said that. Your life is your message. And then the third piece is that you've got to be something people want. You know, I know that may sound very simplistic, but I can't tell you how many people come to me and they have this idea, they have a message, and it's interesting, but it is not something that is monetizable. So those are the keys. It's got to be clear, it's got to be authentically you making your master message, and it has to be monetizable.
Yeah, so in that piece that you're saying being deeply authentic, is that what you're talking about when you say basing your business on being you?
Yeah, absolutely, because everybody thinks they're selling a service. You are not selling a service. You are selling you, mm-hmm. right? I am not selling coaching. I am selling two things. I'm selling Suzanne, and I am selling the solutions to people's problems, in my case, which is getting clients, making money, and helping people, right? You know, the fitness trainer is not selling fitness training. They are selling losing weight. The life coach is not selling inner peace. They are selling, you know, being able to stay in their marriage or getting a job that they really want, you know, whatever the specific challenge is. You sell solutions and you sell yourself. You don't sell the service.
Yeah. So what are some good initial steps for people who are having trouble with these three things here, that they're not really clear? They're not tapping into what's uniquely authentic about them, and they're not tapped into what the market wants. What would be some starting steps for these folks?
Yeah, well, I think it's a couple of things. You know, I think that the first thing is that you can't do it alone. No person is an island. I have mentors. Adele, I know you have mentors. Everybody mm-hmm. has to have a mentor. I mean, it's impossible to do it alone because you get so lost in your own message. You lose the perspective, right? You lose the perspective of it, of going, wow, is this clear? Wow, is this what people want? Because a lot of people get in the trap of selling what people need, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Most of the time, and just using, you know, like a nutritionist as an example, what people need is to understand healthy eating and also to feel better about themselves to make better choices. But nobody's waking up in the middle of the night going, if I could only feel better about me and make better choices. They're waking up in the middle of the night, right, and they're going, I'm fat! What happened? Right? So you can't sell the need. You can only sell the want. And after you sell the want, you can then give them what they need. So that's number one, is getting really clear. Well, number one would be get a mentor. Get a coach, get somebody who can help you go through this because, no, you know, I think I said this the last time we were together. I've been doing this for 4 years. I have worked with thousands of people in a multitude of programs. I've never seen one person strike out on their own and make this work. You have to have some type of support and mentorship. That's number one. Number two, get clear about the difference between what people want and what people need because that is very intrinsic in how you're going to market and how you're going to make your message. The third is stop hiding your story, right? That
mm-hmm.
everything starts with a story. I was recently talking to a woman in a mastermind, and you know, I kept saying, I know, there's a story in here, and you stand up and you speak, and you're a wonderful speaker, and you do a good job, and you hit the points, and frankly, no one cares. There's something hollow in this that is not connecting your story with it. And we just started to talk, and I started to ask her some questions, and this beautiful, you know, tears started flowing, this beautiful story came up, and I said, why aren't you going to share that? Why haven't you been sharing that story? And she said, because I'd look a mess, and I'd say, yeah, and if you start being a little more vulnerable, you will get clients. Vulnerability is essential to what I call empathy marketing, right? People
mm-hmm.
see, wow, she gets me. She knows what I've been going through. I've been going through something similar, and that connection is what actually sells people. And that's when I say stop selling and start sharing,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't have to sell anybody. If you just share your authentic self, what you have to offer, and make your mess your message. Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes, please.
I think you'll like this. Because you were in New York City, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So a woman calls me about 2 weeks after the tour. We're talking. She actually, you know, I was offering my, I have a group program, and that's what I offered, and she had signed up for the program. And about a couple of weeks later, she says, you know what I love about you, Suzanne? And I said, no, please tell me. She said, I loved it. I went there all day. I learned so much stuff. You gave so much value, and you didn't sell a thing. I'm protecting her name, but I said, Sally, you signed up for my program. I did sell something. She goes, shit, I didn't even notice.
Right?
So
yeah.
If you are staying in that mode of sharing, if you are not, you know, the other thing people do a lot is they save their best, right? I'm not going to give away my best, right? I'm going to hold it. No, give away your best. Give all you can every time you can, and people will want more. So don't hide behind, you know, some marketing person who said, give them the what, not the how. You know, there's all those formulas. Just share what you have. Be really clear. Be loving and be your authentic self, and you'll never have to sell a thing. You'll just say, here's what I have. Here's what I'm offer. If you'd like to sign up, great. If you'd like to do more of this, great. And then you can move on. It's the selling. It's the intrinsic, you know, formulas for selling, and there are no formulas for selling. I mean, there are some models that you can use, but selling is all about you. All of my private clients take improv class. Here's a big tip that I usually only share with my private clients. All my private clients take improv classes. Why is that? The rule of improv is the answer is always yes. If you can improv and you can have that vulnerability and that confidence to go with the flow, you'll close the sale every time. So join an improv class.
Yeah, thank you. Good tip. Suzanne, how do you know when you've hit on your movement? What are some of the signposts?
Well, I think there's personal signposts, and then there's a reaction you get, right, from people.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I think it's when, like, you put both feet on the floor in the morning and you're just totally jazzed, right? You just hit the ground running. You know, I always joke, I don't have kids, but I always say, you start working on your stuff and you forget to feed your children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're so moved by it. Now, the flip side of that is, what is the reaction? The reaction goes from, okay, you know, you tell people about what you do and how you can help people, and the reaction shifts from, okay, to tell me more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the reaction shifts from, oh, wow, how can I find out more? I mean, that's when you know you're like light bulb, light bulb, light bulb, is when you're getting more of tell me more than okay or all right, right? And there's not an engagement for you to further the conversation with people. So I think it's both. Internally, you're going to know it because you'll be at a really high vibrational level. Externally, you'll know it because people will also start vibrating with you and they won't want to end the conversation.
So what are some of the things that people can do? Do you have any exercises or any practice that people can start, even before they start working with a mentor, things that they can explore so they can kind of get some of the clues as to where their movement might lie?
Well, I say you find it in 10 seconds. Like, I say, what do you want to change in the world? Write it down right now. Right? What is it that you want to see be different? You know, for me, I wanted people to stop struggling with money, and I wanted people to stop feeling this shame around money, and I wanted to see more of the right people making money in business so that they put that money into, you know, a recycling effect to do more good in the world. So what is it you want to change? When you know what it is you want to change, then that's really the, you know, that's the jumping off point of your movement. And then from there, you know, you have to add the marketing tweaks to it, and you have to make sure it's clear, you know, and all of that. But no, without a doubt, it's just about what you want. What do you want to change in the world? I also, as I said, I think your mess is your message, and your life is your mess. Make your message, and your life is your message. So, what have been those moments in your life that have been like the, I call them doorbell moments, right? It's like ding dong. Oh God, why am I going through this? You're going through it because you're meant to turn that around and help others and share it with others. So I think that's also a part of it. People that really struggle with what their purpose is or what their movement is, I'll sometimes have them create a timeline of their life with post-it notes. I've had people like people send me pictures like it goes all the way around the room, right? So every post-it note is a highlight of your life. Could be the birth of a child. Could be the death of a family member. It could be when you won the National Teacher of the Year. It could have been when your parents were divorced. It could have been when you lost your job. It could have been when you landed your bet. You know, whatever, all the highlights of your life, and spend several days doing it. And just put it on post-it notes, right, every highlight. And you walk around and you will see themes. When you see it in writing, like in black and white, you will see themes of, wow, what was I put here to do? I will tell you this. Here's a little insight. A lot of times people reject what they were meant to do because what, you know, it's heal or heal thyself.
Mm-hmm.
What you most need to teach is also what you most need to learn. So when I was getting all of these hits that I was to work with people and money, I'm like, but I'm struggling to build a business. You know, and I'd still get this hit, and I'm like, you know, and I love that, too. We ask God or universe, we're like, what am I meant to do? And then he tells us, and we go, well, it's not that. Tell me something different.
The other one, the other thing I'm supposed to do.
And you will find that that happens a lot. But if you look at the themes of your life and you really embrace it and you put it in black and white, you will see threads that are very clear, you know, that weave through. And a lot of times it will be what you've been working on most. And so that'll scare the shit out of you, right? Because you're like, how am I to teach this? I'm still trying to learn it. But that's sometimes a major indication of what you're meant to teach.
Yeah, it is. So what do you say to people that, because I know that really the fast track to getting your message and to getting your business together is to have a mentor. So what do you say to people that say, well, you know, I'm not making enough money yet to hire a mentor?
Bullshit. This is either why you keep asking me back or I'm done. This is my last appearance on the Conscious Business Summit Show. Because I've been there, right? I mean, I tell a story. The first mentor I ever hired, I basically got a part-time job. I was in a full-time job working 60 hours a week. I basically got a part-time job to pay for it. And I'd do it again. I'd do it again 10 times over. You know, my coaching tab for last year alone was $168,000. So when people say, how'd you cross the seven-figure mark, right? It's like, big part of it is investing. You know, I think it was Allie Brown that first told me this. If you put in front of your face, like take your hands and make a circle, right, in front of your face, the hole in which you invest in yourself is the same size of what comes back to you. So if you don't have a coach and you're trying to be a coach, if you're not investing in yourself and you're trying to get people to invest in you, if you're investing out of a pinhole, you're going to get cash flow back through the pinhole.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, it's in, that is universal law. You know, 100% that is universal law. The other thing I would say, too, is that, you know, do you know Paige and Brian? I think you met them, right, Isabella? They're amazing, amazing
yeah.
clients of mine, wonderful people. They came to me wanting to coach, and they were filing for bankruptcy and running the risk of being kicked out of where they were living. And they said, how am I going to coach with you? We're filing bankruptcy. I said, listen, if you take a no-excuses approach, you can do whatever you want. And I actually said to them, they were living in Maine at the time, and it was summer, and I said, go mow lawns. And they were like, no, really. I said, why is that not a really? If you're serious about doing this and you're committed, then you'll do whatever it takes. They did whatever it takes, and in 6 months, they went from bankruptcy to four in a row, as of this month, five-figure months.
Wow.
Yeah, It's John Astoreth that says, when you're interested, you do what's convenient. When you're committed, you do whatever the hell it takes. So there is no excuses not to have a mentor. And they come in lots of shapes and sizes and packages and flavors, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm not saying somebody has to walk out like Peyton and Brian. You know, they went out of the gate paying $1,500 a month, and that was the path for them, and it got them there very quickly. But for some people, a group is a great place to start. For some people, you know, a program is a great place to start. And that's what I did. You know, I worked my way up to where I was. But doing nothing, no excuse for that.
Yeah, and that is the difference between folks who really, you know, grow their businesses and folks who wind up having a hobby.
Absolutely. And so many businesses get it treated like a hobby. You know, I always, you know, one of the things I say is, like, no one would think twice about investing $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, $80,000 in 4 years of college, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one would say, oh, my gosh, what an idiot, that girl that went to Princeton. I can't believe she invested in herself that way. It would be unheard of for someone to say that. But that's what we do in our businesses. And we expect to get there without investing in ourselves and being mentored and learning. It just makes no sense.
Yeah. So one of the things that you said, which is really cool, I love this idea, and I found this to be true for myself too, of shifting from selling to sharing your work. So what are some of the ways that you've seen that people are sharing their work?
In a way where they're sharing as opposed to selling? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. So, you know, like, let's say people are listening to this call and saying, wow, I love what, you know, Suzanne is saying about, you know, sharing my work, and they hear your story about how you did it at Whole Foods between the apples and the bananas. And, of course, that is a very unique way of sharing your work. What are some of the ways that your clients or some of the ways that you've seen, people share their work?
Well, you want to have, you know, I say you need to think about sharing your movement and marketing yourself in terms of, like, you know those plate spinners, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you see. And I always say, think of it in this way. The person spinning the most plates wins, right? Now, you can't spin them all by yourself. So you always need an offline strategy and an online strategy. For me personally, we at any given time will be running 28 to 30 different sharing strategies, right? Lead generation, marketing strategies. I didn't do that when I was starting off because now I have four full-time employees, three part-time employees, and so I got a lot of people that can help me spin the plates. But if you're just starting off, you're only going to be able to spin about four plates at any given time. So you need to find what has the best return for you, and this is going to take a little testing. So for me, speaking was my deal. I got in front of people, and I could connect with them. I could get them to have complimentary sessions with me. It's just what worked for me. Everybody has their magic spot. Online, I found that teleclasses worked really well for me, again, because it was kind of the speaking thing. You need to find what works for you. Is it speaking? Is it blogging? Is it, you know, writing newsletters? Is it connecting with people one-on-one? Is it networking groups, right? And you need to have, in the beginning, 4 to 5 things going at any given time. And then as you grow your business, you add to that and you get VA support or assistant support or, you know, whatever it is you need, that they can start doing some of those things for you. Like now, our video marketing and our article marketing, they just happen. I sometimes forget we do it, right? But it's happening on a monthly basis without fail because we have team members doing it. So make sure you're looking at fastest path to cash. And what that means is that there are things like article marketing, there are things like video marketing that are really great tools, but they are long-term investments to get return, right? Telesummit, like we're on right now, is a great short-term investment to get people to hear your message, right, and to build your list.
Mm-hmm.
So just look at everything in the terms of what I actually sometimes call it tomatoes and avocados approach, right? Avocados will give you the most expensive fruit. You can make the most money. It can be the richest, but it takes 7 years to grow an avocado tree. Plant some tomatoes, we can have a tomato sandwich in a couple of months. So you need to have both tomato and avocado approaches going on. But that being said, you also need to find what works best for you. I don't really like writing that much. I do my newsletters, and I'm very committed to that, but I am never going to be like blog girl, right? My blog is basically my newsletters repurposed because I just don't love writing. I like to run my mouth. Did you notice?
And you do it beautifully.
So you've got to find what works for you, and in the beginning, start spinning 4 to 5 of those plates, and as you can add support, add different elements to do it, and make sure you're using a combination of online and offline marketing.
Great. That's a great tip. Thank you. What are some of the mistakes that you see people doing with their marketing, Suzanne? The things that are really just like, oh, no, they're not doing that.
They're doing things they're not ready to do. So here's a call that I get all the time, and then I have to go outside and run in a circle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm really struggling with my marketing, and I really want to build my business. I have so much to offer. Okay, great. I agree with you. You have so much to offer. What do you want to do? I want to start a continuity program. For those of you that don't know what a continuity program is, it's basically like a group program where you put lots of people into a group program. Or I want to start a group program. Okay, great. I can help you do that. How many clients do you have? None. How many people are on your list? None. Then why the hell are you starting a continuity program? You can't – listen to me very clearly, everybody. Write this down. If you're into the tattoo thing, get it tattooed. Whatever works. You can help millions, but you have to start with one. You can help millions, but you have to start with one. If you don't have a list and you don't have a reach yet, right, everything is yet because you're going to have it, you don't go out of the gate trying to put 100 people into a program. You get one client at a time, whatever that looks like, and then you build into other things. I spent the first 18 months of my business almost, probably 12. I did add a couple of groups within towards the end of that first year, just getting clients. Why is that a smarter path to cash? Couple of reasons. If I'm going to run a group or a continuity program, I need a bunch of people to say yes at once. That's tough when you're first starting out. But if I'm going to work with private clients, and some of you are going, but I don't want to work with private clients. Well, you don't have to do it forever, but it's where you need to start. I can get one yes and start making money. Get another yes, start making money. Get another yes, start making money. It's much more doable than getting tons of yeses all at once when I haven't built that reach. I mean, I've got some other stuff, but that would be the biggest.
Yeah, that is a really big one. Because your one-on-one client is where you really get to test out your coaching and how your material works.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And it doesn't matter if you're a healer, a helper, a consultant, a coach. You know, I work with everybody from copywriters to realtors to a handyman business. I mean, my clients run the gamut. They're all in the position of helping people and serving people. But everybody starts the same way because you build and you build and you build. It's a lot easier to get cash flow going in with one yes than needing 15 or 1,500 yeses at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that you mentioned earlier about getting a mentor or getting a coach, that's one of the key environments for really helping and supporting you in your business. Are there any other things that you can suggest to folks that they can add to their environment so that they can create extraordinary success for themselves?
Yes. You probably have heard this before, but you're an average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So you have to up your game. You've got to get into a circle of people and a community of people. I mean, kudos to you if you're listening to this call today because you're in this community. Do you have to get in a circle and a community of people that are stretching you? And, you know, this is the way I always say it. I don't ever have any problem in the world being the dumbest person in a room full of millionaires. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am always wanting to have people that are where I want to be in my circle, whether they're my coaches or my mastermind buddies or my, you know, the people I'm hanging out with or the people that I'm in programs with, because you have to be stretched to grow. And, you know, so many times people, you know, we have lovely, this is nothing against people's family, right? I mean, we love our family, we love our spouses, we love our friends, but they don't get what we're doing. They really don't get it. And most of them are living in a world where they're in fear of the economy. They're, you know, please do not be spending your lunches with a bunch of friends talking about gas prices. Please do not be spending, you know, your lunchtime with a bunch of friends that are talking about how, you know, nobody can make money and they're clipping coupons. And it is a killer for money and wealth consciousness. It's a killer. So you have to surround yourself with people who really get wealth consciousness, who study abundance. And I'm really a student of abundance. I mean, I've got in my computer bag that's sitting to the left of me right now, I'm heading to San Diego tomorrow to lead my 3 mastermind groups. I have 4 different books all on abundance and receiving and wealth consciousness right now. And I'm reading 4 at one time, you know, and I'm also a little, that's me. It's like I get bored when I have to pick up something else. But the point is that I'm, you know, my mentor over the last year has been somebody who is an expert, you know, in wealth consciousness. And that's who I hang out with, because I can't expand my money and I can't expand my wealth if I'm surrounded by people who are in fear of money. So environment to me is everything. Figure out exactly what you want and then hang out with the people that already have it. Ooh, that's good. I'm going to say that again. Figure out what you want and then hang out with the people that already have it.
Yeah. So let's say you want to up level, you know, the folks that you're hanging out with. Like, what are some ideas or suggestions? Where do you find these people?
Well, I think there's a multitude of ways. You know, obviously we live in a world which is so amazing because we are in a situation where we can be a part of online, you know, groups. We can be in coaching groups. We can be in, you know, online forums. So that's one way to find those people, is through, you know, online forums and just virtual programs. Another way is you have to be a little careful with networking. I mean, I've dropped out of a lot of networking groups because I just, like, I cannot go another Tuesday morning and listen to people bitch about money, right? That is not where I am. That's not who I want to be. Mm-hmm. So you do have to really seek out the right networking groups, but that's another way. Another way is, I mean, that's why I love doing events. It's why I did my tour last year. It's why David and I are doing the More Life tour this year. There's nothing like the power of putting like-minded people into a room and that energy and that excitement. So if you don't have in your budget to do some traveling and go to events, whether they're one day or multi-days like my Be the Change event was, that's not so important. It's that you make a plan to go to some of these events, the ones that resonate with you, and be in that space and that energy of other people. So, I mean, those are really the 3 key ways I think that I found my tribe.
Yeah, and the other thing that I've noticed, too, is when people sign up for mentorships with a coach and sign up for their masterminds. I mean, I've seen a lot of the people that have come through that are now doing really, really fantastic is as a result of their coaching and the mastermind groups that they're a part of.
Oh, well, without a doubt. I mean, that's really important. I mean, like I said, I leave tomorrow. I have 3 mastermind groups that I lead. And what's really cool is when I'm coaching them, I always say, please don't think of yourself as an individual growing your business. You are a team, the 12 of you or the 13 of you. You are a team. So don't think how much can I grow my list. Think how big can we grow our list together. Don't think how much money can I make. Think how much money can we make together. Because that's the beauty, you know, the beauty of a mastermind and the power of a mastermind is putting all those people together. I mean, my mastermind members, they're constantly doing JVs with each other. They're affiliating with each other. I've got 2 right now that are launching this huge program together. I mean, if you look at David and myself, David and I are in a year-long David Nagel, sorry for those of you who don't know. We're in a year-long partnership together on a multitude of things. That came out of me being in his mastermind. He was my mentor. And mm-hmm. we had a massive connection. We had, like, you know, it was love at first sight. Yeah, so there's no rumor spread. Business love at first sight. And we joined a partnership. And, that, you know, that's what that came out of. So what comes out of masterminds and group programs, it's mind-boggling sometimes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you were to give the folks on this call, like, the next 3 steps for them to take so that they get to be the movement in their world and they start sharing their message, what would be the top 3 things you'd tell them to do?
The first one would be, because you know it's my theme, is to get support, right? Mm-hmm. Find find a coach or a mentor that can walk you through this in a very systematic way. And the three, and maybe Adela, I'll just share this really quickly because I think a lot of people get stuck on this too. I have a three-tier criteria for how to choose a good coach or mentor,
mm-hmm.
and that is, number one, you see that they have a systematic approach to helping you get clients, make money, and have an impact. In other words, they have a very specific strategy in which they do it. Like, you know, I have a system that shows you exactly how to do it. So that's number one. Number two, they have surpassed where your goal is, right? It's kind of what I said earlier, figure out where you want to be and hang out with people that have already done it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number two, is you want them to surpass. And the third is you just like them. Like, you're listening to them on a call or you're talking to them on the phone and you're going, wow, I really resonate with this person. They may not be the easiest person in the world. You know, my clients will say, she's not always easy. She is a real ass kicker. But you want to like the person. You really want to connect with them, and you just want to feel like they're in alignment with your values. So number one is find a mentor or a coach or a support system. So important. Number two is get really clear on your message and work it, and share it with people until the response you're getting 90% of the time is, oh, tell me more,
mm-hmm.
or, oh, I need that, or I know someone that needs that. Really hone that movement before the marketing. And then third, know where you are when you start to market, what I talked about earlier. Don't launch something that's going to be impossible for you, and then you're going to get, you know, frustrated and you're going to be confused. Know where you are and create a marketing strategy and plan that meets where you are, so it highlights your skill set and your gifts as opposed to becoming a struggle for you. And I think if you just do those three things, that is sharing without selling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you stay in alignment and you really know that it's you, right, that empathy marketing, it's you that people are wanting to connect with, it's your story, it's your experiences, it's your life, then you don't ever have to sell anything. You just share.
Yeah, and it's so easy then. It's not like you're feeling like you have to make something happen. You're just being it. And folks are attracted to you. Folks find you compelling, and they're asking you to work with you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's that whole, you know, it's not pushing. It's, you know, it's not pulling. It's just pushing. Like, you're just kind of pushing the cart, and people are jumping in.
Yeah. Wonderful. We've got a couple of questions, Suzanne.
Okay, love that.
Yeah, one of them, I don't know who it is because they didn't write their name in, so I don't know, whoever that is, if you want to just let me know who you are and put your name in there. Here's a question. What if you want to change so many things in the world and get joy through so many things? How do you choose which one to take up as your movement without feeling that you are giving up so many other great and interesting things that you really resonate with?
Okay. So whoever asked this question, I want you to take a deep breath as I answer this, because you may not know me, and I want you to know that I'm saying this in love. But to want to help and heal everything is selfish. It's not possible, right? We can make a massive difference and have major impact, but we can't help everything and everyone. So the first thing is you make a decision to really make a difference. And when you make a decision to make a difference, you choose one focus to really take home, right? To drill down to magic and completion and massive meaning. And that is actually a great question, because so many people are trying to do so many things, they end up doing nothing. And because people are confused by their message, they don't know what to do. So you pick, and it really comes down to a decision. You know, one of the things I say is indecision is a form of abuse. So if there is there's a couple of things I'm really interested in, but I chose this path and I had to make a decision on it, and every day I wake up and I love doing it. And some of the other things I do is hobbies, or I do is just service or charitable things, and I still get fulfillment out of that, but you choose one thing for your business. Mary Kay says you can't chase two bunnies, and you can't. So really know that wanting to help everyone may seem like it's coming out of love and this big personality and this big abundance, but there is some selfishness involved in it, because you're going to end up wanting to help everyone and helping no one, as opposed to focusing on one group and really making a difference.
Great. Thank you. Our next question is from Jamie. Do you recommend finding your niche to market to, or do you throw out niche and just focus on movement?
Well, your movement will become your niche. I don't really use the word niche. I think niching doesn't work. That's for another call. But I say discover who needs you most. Because in discovering who needs you most, that is your movement. I mean, without a doubt. So they become one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Your movement has to apply to a specific group of people, and that's who needs you most.
Yeah, wonderful. So, Suzanne, is there? Are we going to talk a little bit about your Help More People system?
Yes, I would love to, if I may. And I got really excited. I haven't even told you this, Adela, so I hope you're okay with it. But you know me, I'm a kind of ask for forgiveness, not permission. But I woke up this morning and I was like, you know, I always love being on these calls. They're so amazing. And so I asked Tracy, my VA, I said, I want to make a coupon code and create something that basically this system, and when I was talking about find somebody that has a system, this happens to be my system. This is the system that really took me from zero to seven figures. I really tracked all of it. I looked at what worked. I looked at what didn't work, and I put it all into a system that is over 200 pages. So it is a 200-page binder that comes to your door. Let me give you the site, but don't sign up yet. I've never said that before. Only because I'm going to give you a really special coupon code. But you can go to www.tinyurl.com/Adela Call. So I'll just give it to you one more time. www.tinyurl.com/Adela Call. And that is my Help More People system. And as I said, this is really what I tracked, and I spent years actually putting together all the pieces of what worked for me and what didn't work for me. It's over 200 pages in worksheets and lessons that take you through start to finish growing a business, making an impact, helping people, and making money. And then the other piece is that you get four CDs with it that take you through some of my very specific marketing strategies that, you know, I share with people. You also have a stack of mindset and marketing cards that you can pull on a daily basis for motivation and kind of keeping you on track. I have a really cool thing. It's a pull-out six-month marketing calendar that you create for yourself so you know exactly what you're doing every single day, you know, and where you need to be focusing on the marketing. And we've also got a shifting your belief in 1 week mindset manual. And this is all about the mindset to make money and break through those fears and blocks around marketing and around money. As I said, there's lots of worksheets that, you know, things that I've been talking about, like what's your impact statement, what's your movement, what's your message, how do you find out who needs you most? All of that is in worksheets step by step. It's pretty much just fill in the blanks for you. I've given you everything I've done from my laser coaching applications that I use with clients to my impact statement to my compelling story, and I just show you kind of how to fill in the blank. And we've even got some stuff in there like a social media rocket launcher to get you started on social media. So anyway, it's very comprehensive. It's everything I've done. And it's really already kind of a no-brainer price point at – if you want to do the payment plan, it's the payment plan is $67 a month for 9 installments, or you can pay in full for $497. And what we did was we created a coupon code for you of HMP, as in Help More People, HMP50. So if you want to pay in full, it's going to take $50 off the pay in full price. And if you want to do the installments, it means that you're going to pay $17 for the first installment. And here's the other thing. You got a year to return it. We want you to love this. I want it to make you money. I want it to make a difference. I want you to have a movement and a message that's clear. And so you have a year to return it. There's absolutely no risk to you. And you can basically get started with it for $17 today with the code. So the code, again, is write this down, HMP50, as in Help More People, HMP50, and the website to register for the Help More People system. And if I wasn't clear, it comes to your doorstep. So it's a huge box with CDs and 200 pages and the mindset cards and the Shift Your Belief in a Week manual and the social media rocket launcher and the pull-out 6 month calendar. It's all there with it. And you can go to www.tinyurl.com adelacall.com/AdelaCall.
That is astounding. That's an amazing package.
Right, I know, it's like $17, you know, to change your world. And if you hate it, just send it back.
I know.
You know, it's like, I say this all the time. I'm like, I want you happy, right? If it doesn't help you and you get it and you say, wow, I don't even like her picture, put it back in the mail and it's all good. We'll love you.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, very no-risk offer. Thank you, Suzanne. And that's also very generous of you to give us a discount. It's wonderful. So, folks, if you missed that URL, it's www.tinyurl.com/AdelaCall. I will make sure and put that on Suzanne's speaker page, and you'll also receive that in a follow-up email if you miss or for some reason your fingers get tangled and you wind up on the wrong page, which happens to me all the time when URLs are read over the phone. So, Suzanne, it has just been so wonderful to have you here again. I just love, love, love you, love your work, and everything that you're offering and everything that you're being in the world. I know that you're helping so many people, and I'm really appreciative that you can make the time in your busy schedule, because I know you're a busy woman, for the Conscious Business Telesummit.
Oh, thanks. I just want to say thank you for being here. And everything you do, I always love, and it's always with such integrity. And, of course, that's why I say yes, because I am busy and I can't do everything. But when you ask, I always want to try, because it's amazing. So thank you for that.
So thank you, Suzanne. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call today. We've got another call at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So come back and join us, and we will see you later on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.